At first, as I sat in my comfortable, if involuntary, quarters in Telesburg Palace, Your Eminence, I had no intention of granting even the least appearance of acquiescence to your patent usurpation of Archbishop Erik's legitimate authority here in Caris. Of course, at the time I became King Caleb's guest, I had no more idea than anyone else in the kingdom as to why and how such a massive attack had been launched against it. It's become rather clearer since then that the Knights of the Temple Lands must have put their allies into motion against Caris well before Archbishop Erik could have reached Zion with any formal report of his last pastoral visit. He paused, and Stainer cocked his head.
Is there a reason the timing of their actions should affect your attitude towards, what was it you called it, my patent usurpation of Archbishop Erik's legitimate authority?
In itself, no. Odimson's half-smile guttered and went out. It did play a part, however. Your Eminence, I won't pretend that many of my decisions when I sat in the chair in which you now sit weren't motivated by pragmatic concerns, let us say, as much as, and even more than, by spiritual or doctrinal concerns. Despite that, however, I trust you'll believe me when I say I never for a moment considered any of the actions and innovations here in Caris, disturbing though some of them may have been, as rising to a level which would require or justify the apparent choice of solutions of the Knights of the Temple Lands.
I do believe that, Stainer said quietly, and it was true.
He'd never considered Odimson an evil man, although in some ways the very banality of his venal motivations had been almost worse. I'm sure you also realize, Odimson continued, that Father Pater's report to the Inquisition emphasized his own belief that none of the innovations upon which he'd been asked to rule constituted violations of the proscriptions of Zhuozheng. I believe he was even more shocked by the attack launched against Caris than I was. Stainer glanced at Wilson, and the young upper priest looked back levelly. No doubt Wilson had been more surprised than Odimson, Stainer thought. Unlike the bishop executor, there'd never been any question of the sincerity and depth of Pater Wilson's personal faith. He had to be aware of the frequently sordid considerations which underlay the official pronouncements of the Council of Vicars and the policies of the Group of Four, but Stainer had no doubt at all that the young priest had been both shocked and horrified by the Group of Four's proposed solution to the Carisian problem. Despite that, Odimson went on, both of us found ourselves in rather uncomfortable positions. Mind you, Your Eminence, no one offered to abuse or mistreat us in any way. Indeed, I doubt two prisoners have ever been more comfortably housed in the history of Safehold, although one or two of the guardsmen were undeniably a bit testy after those lunatics tried to murder you right here in the cathedral. Odimson shook his head as if he could not believe even now that someone had tried to assassinate an archbishop, any archbishop, in his own cathedral. Still, there was no question in our minds that we were in fact prisoners, however courteous everyone was in pretending otherwise.
I can well understand that, Stainer replied. In fact, that's precisely what you have been, and for several reasons. First, because of your positions in the church hierarchy here in Caris, of course. Secondly, because there would have been so many reasons, many of them quite valid, even in King Caleb's eyes, for you to have actively opposed our actions here of late. That opposition would have been inevitable, and quite candidly, both of you, for different reasons perhaps, would have carried considerable weight with some of our local clergy. And third, to be completely frank, and whether you find this easy to believe or not, it's constituted an attempt to protect you as well. to make it clear even to the group of four that you had had no part in those same actions.